The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Eric Fishman, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
Woo! The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Gasper and Murray, 98.5 Sports. Obviously, we have the Patriots and Chiefs tomorrow night as well. As I said, I want to get a little bit more insight on Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs side of this game. And joining us here in the Expert Hotline is Soren Petro of Sports Radio 810 in Kansas City. Good morning, Soren.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Excellent. Appreciate you joining us here. So just on Pat Mahomes, what you've seen at least, you know, from the last week of last season into the first 5 weeks of this season, is the hype real with this kid? And are you and other Chiefs fans and those that cover the team, are you seeing little improvements week to week with this play?
Yeah, I think you are. I don't think you're seeing it necessarily statistically because of how he, really just took off. 4 touchdowns in the first game, 6 in the second. He's not going to be throwing 20, right, in week 6. So maybe the when you look at the numbers of what's being put out there, it might belie some of the production that he's put together and some of the things he's done. You know, there are a lot of boxes people want him to check. One was coming from behind. He was down 10 on Monday night in Denver, came from behind and got the win there. Went up against the number one defense. How will he do against a great defense? Against Jacksonville, they did turn him over twice, but both times he came back firing, and I think that's one of the real things that is a big difference between him and Alex Smith. The physical tools, yes, the whole field is something you have to defend against Patrick Mahomes, where Alex Smith doesn't have near that kind of talent arm-wise. But Alex Smith also tends to let mistakes kind of build and compound and maybe go into a shell afterwards. Patrick Mahomes came back against the Jaguars after throwing interceptions and was rifling 25-yard completions on 3rd and 14. So, yeah, I think you see the mental part of the game, which is why the Chiefs really drafted him over Deshaun Watson. They came away saying he blew away Watson on the whiteboard with the concepts, and they love the intangibles. The arm strength is undeniable, but they love the off-the-field stuff, and that's what he's really shown over the last couple of weeks.
That's kind of interesting. I hadn't heard that before, that it was his work on the whiteboard that swayed him. Because, again, we just talked about the arm talent, which is tremendous. So that being said, do you think he's the type of quarterback that will be able to make adjustments when he sees something from Bill Belichick that he hasn't seen on film or hasn't seen before?
Yeah, and let me be clear. Listen, the arm talent's a big part of it, too. I'm not saying that was the only thing, but, you know, when they both walked in, he walked in with a better arm talent than he did better on the whiteboard. Plus, they really liked his background. Being the son of a major leaguer, they really felt like he could handle all the, you know, the drama, even though he wasn't a national championship quarterback like Deshaun Watson. He was a guy that's been around the spotlight, and that wouldn't be a problem for him. So they liked the whole package. But and that was a big reason why they went to him. But no doubt this is a big challenge. Andy Reid's talked about it all week. You know, he's got great respect for Bill Belichick. He said there'll be some things that the kid hasn't seen. He said that about the Steelers. And Pittsburgh threw a lot of blitzes at him, which is, I think, one of the things that'll be interesting to see how Bill Belichick does handle him. Belichick, more of a wild card. You can kind of figure out how the Steelers are going to try to show you something different. You know it's going to be an attack mode, where Belichick might be more of a coverage approach to things. But, you know, Andy Reid's been around him a lot, and I think a lot of the credit for Patrick Mahomes' success does need to go to Andy Reid, because Andy Reid will be ready for whatever Bill Belichick's going to do. And then Patrick Mahomes is his instrument, right, to make it happen. He puts him in positions to where he can succeed. So will they get him a couple of times? Absolutely. And I think that's one of the reasons why Chiefs fans, and myself included, are so – let's say, excited and confident in the kid is that he'll come after the game and be like, well, they got me on this one, and I had us in the wrong set on that one. You know, someone who will admit mistakes and admit where somebody beat him is someone who's incredibly confident. He knows he's not going to make that mistake again. He knows he's going to make more good plays than bad, and he's been very upfront when other teams have gotten him. So he knows what he's going into, and I think the fact that he got to, you know, run out on the field and then watch Alex Smith play the Patriots last year and see that environment and see what it means to go up against the best franchise of the last two decades is going to serve him well this time as the starter.
Talking to Soren Petro, Sports Radio 810 in Kansas City, getting the Chiefs' side of tomorrow night's game. Talk to me about this defense, Soren. Looked like they solved some issues last week against Jacksonville, or was that more about Blake Bortles turning back into a pumpkin?
You know, I mean, there's some of that. You know, Bortles still went for 400-plus yards, and they still hung 500 yards on the Chiefs' defense. I think Bob Sutton's got a lot of Belichick in him. I mean, nobody likes to hear this term, but there's a lot of bend but don't break in both those guys. Like, you can have the meaningless yards, but when it comes to 7 points or even trying to force you out of field goal range, that's when we're going to bow up. And there's no doubt that's what Bob Sutton is doing right now. And frankly, it's what he has to do. Listen, he's much maligned, and frankly, for a reason. But he's not working with a full deck. Eric Berry hasn't played all year. Daniel Sorensen, the other starting safety, hasn't played all year. Now they're down to Eric Murray as well. I mean, they're going to be running out of secondary that cost about $7 million. I mean, it's basically the league minimum in cost. Now, Kendall Fuller is the real deal. Steven Nelson can play. I'm not saying these guys are just retreads, but really at the safety position, it's all guys that they grabbed within the last week of the season starting. So that's the scary part for the Chiefs defense right now, is that they're going to send really unproven safeties and guys that frankly a couple of teams didn't want out against Tom Brady. So if I'm a Pat fan, I like that if Tom Brady can still make the throws to really expose safeties in that deep patrol. But you know, he's done a nice job of coming up with some pressure. They got pressure on Bortles, not just the 5 sacks, but 12 quarterback hits. And the interceptions really came from those quarterback hits. He wasn't able to set his feet. He was being knocked around as he threw the ball. And that's part of why they got the interceptions, the 4 INTs that they got last week. I don't think they're going to get that kind of pressure on Brady consistently. And that's going to be the real key. Dee Ford, finally in his fifth year, is playing like a first-round draft pick and has been a man possessed. And they're going to need him because Justin Houston won't play. And that's going to be a big loss for them. So if Dee Ford can get pressure, if Chris Jones, the guy that I'm sure the Patriots will be marking on the defensive line, can get pressure up front, then maybe they can survive what they're missing in their back patrol. And then the running backs should catch, I don't know, 30, 40 passes on the Chiefs linebackers. I mean, I really think I could get 10 catches against Anthony Hitchens. I think quarterbacks have like a 140 quarterback number when they go up against him. So, you know, that's going to be one of the places where Brady really looks, and it's one of the things that Bob Sutton's got to also try to cover, even with all his you know, lack of talent back at safety.
So Vegas has this as 59.5, I believe it is, for the over-under. It's the largest number at over-under since 2004. So everyone expects a shootout. How do you think this game plays out?
You know, I think both teams may want to run the ball. I mean, I think the Chiefs, you know, may want to run the ball to help their defense. You know, I think they got to take a long look at what the Lions did. I know it was on the defensive side very different with Edelman and Josh Gordon being out there. There's a lot more weaponry for Tom Brady to work with. But when the Lions had the ball, they ran the ball effectively. And Kareem Hunt had a big day last time for these two teams. And not so much because Patrick Mahomes needs it, but maybe more so because the defense needs it. I mean, you get better defensively sitting and watching the game. You're not giving up any yards. And so I think they will really try to run the ball, establish the ground game, keep Brady on the sideline, and that may make it go under because of that. I would tend to think that everybody's just assuming a shootout, but I can see both offenses wanting to take advantage of run games that I think both defensive coordinators will give the opposition. So we may see the clock burn 20-20 and keep that score down. I get the sense that somebody's going to create turnovers. And for the Chiefs, it's going to have to be sacks and fumbles more so than Brady, you know, being, you know, confused or great plays coming from the Chiefs secondary. And on the Pats side, it'll be if they can confuse Patrick Mahomes and get the interceptions. And I think whoever gets the turnovers, whoever wins the turnover battle, will probably win the game. And if the turnovers come early, they might win the game easy. It may not be the great game we're all hoping for.
Soren Petro, Sports Radio 810 in Kansas City. Thanks for taking the time and giving us the insight on the Chiefs side of tomorrow night's game.
Hey, anytime, guys. Thanks for having me.